Carl Jung said, "Awaken and shine your light for others to follow. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." This is an invitation to move differently in the world, to operate from a place of deep knowing and alignment. I'm Adrienne McDonald, and welcome to the Source Code Podcast. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back. Happy Friday. Grab your coffee or your favorite tea. Let's get into what the muse has for us. We are talking about human design energy centers again this week. Last week, we talked about defined ones. This week, we're talking about open and undefined ones. Much like last week and a couple of weeks before, if you have your chart in front of you, this episode will make more of an impact. You can grab a free chart on my website. I'll put the link in the show notes. So, what are energy centers in human design? They are the shapes that you see on your chart. Each shape is an energy center. Depending on your specific chart, each center will either be colored in, which means it's defined, or not. It will show up as white, which means it is undefined or open. A defined center is where your energy operates the most consistently and where you output your energy into the world. It is where you impact others with your energy. In contrast, your undefined or open centers are considered your receptors. These are the centers most likely to be impacted by others, or you will magnify it in others. And this energy is inconsistent. So today I want to focus on your undefined and open centers. Well, first up, what's the difference between an undefined and open? An undefined center is going to have defined gates in it, meaning that some of the numbers in the center will be colored in, and open means everything's white. If you have a pure open center, you're more open to all the possibilities of that particular center versus having a gate sort of pull focus there. Now, as I've said, this is a very complex system, and I want to break things down in a more digestible, practical way so that you can contemplate it, integrate it, embody it, because that is how it becomes a powerful tool, and that is how you get the results that you're looking for. Taking in this knowledge, it's fascinating, but it really doesn't do much. You gotta play with it. You gotta experiment it. So make sure that you've gone back to listen to the last several episodes if you haven't, because I'm breaking down the fundamentals. So let's get to the specific centers. On your chart, the bottom square is root. The next square up is sacral. To the right, the triangle on its side, that is the emotional center. The triangle on the left, that is the spleen center. The small triangle above the emotional center is the ego center. The square on its side above the sacral is the identity center, or sometimes called the G center. The next square up is the throat. The upside down triangle above that is the mind center, or sometimes called the Ajna center. And then the right side triangle at the top is called the head center. Now, as I've said before, it's not good or bad if you have these centers colored in or not. And when I talk about moving differently in the world, operating optimally, I'm talking about how to tap in and embody the optimal state of these energy centers, because you know each one has their shadow frequency and their optimal frequency, right? Now, the other side of this, if you haven't worked to build awareness around how you best run optimally, you might be operating from the not so great side of these centers and the shadow frequency, if you will. And we're all human and life happens. And the work is to be able to have the awareness around yourself that when you are not running optimally, that you can shift back into an optimal state. Now, if you have an open or undefined root, the root is all about how we deal with pressure and stress and how we put things in motion. The center is what fuels like momentum. It's a motor center. When you have this defined or open, you're going to be super sensitive to the stresses of the people around you. That's why it's important to be solid within yourself because if you're not, you may feel frenzied or feel like is everything urgent? You're going to feel that pressure. And this can lead to feeling more easily overwhelmed. This can lead to burnout. Now, to work properly with this, you got to give yourself some grace around the awareness that not everything is urgent, especially not everything is urgent for you in particular. Like, this is where you really lean in more into your authority and strategy to guide you through your decision making to decide what is actually urgent for you. And you got to be asking yourself on the regular, like, is this my stress or have I picked up on some random bloke's crap? And when you master this, when you become an observer, you're super great about helping people manage their own stress and overwhelm because you know what they're going through. And you can allow whatever they've got going on to pass through you because you're just calm. There's stillness there. But you also have the insight of like, yeah, I know how that feels. But if you tweak this, then X happens, right? Okay, so on to emotional center. Much like with the root, an open or undefined emotional center is going to be super sensitive to all the emotions of people that they are surrounded by. Now, these are really the true empaths of the world. I know a lot of people say they're an empath, but these are the actual royalty of the empath world. They can get very overwhelmed by others in this sense. This center is also a motor and an awareness center, so it really does a lot. And boundaries are one of your biggest life lessons if you have this open or undefined, because they are not a nice to have, they are critical. Because if you don't have them, you're going to take on people's emotions and make them your own. And I've seen a lot of language around this that keeps people stuck. Things like, I can't help it, or they'll use, I'm an empath, as an excuse to go traipsing through someone else's energy field. Don't do that. Like, there are skills that you can learn, but that's like touching another person without permission. It's not cool. People pleasing is another challenge because you may lose yourself in other people's emotional expectations. So again, this goes back to becoming an observer. When you learn to become an observer, you are the most powerful listener on the planet because you're empathetic. And you've learned that you're not trying to fix everyone either. That's not your job. And you're making decisions from your own authority and strategy, not someone else's wave. But again, you can hold that space for them like nobody's business. Like, you can sit there and allow someone to go through something and be like witness for them. And that is a real powerful human need, to have someone bear witness to some emotional upheaval in their life. So that really is, I think, the superpower of people that have an undefined emotional center or open emotional center. So let's move on to undefined or open spleen. This is an awareness center, and this is all about intuition and instinct. If this is open or undefined, you're going to be sensitive to other people's fears. Like, you can see into the heart of their soul what their core fears are. And much like an emotional center, if you're not careful, you can take these on as your own. So again, learning healthy boundaries is your friend and is critical. Now, people with this open or undefined centers, if they're not running optimally, then they tend to want to have things to say the same. They don't want to rock the boat. It's like, okay, this is pretty good now, so let's stick with it. This is known to me, so let's stick with it. When they master this, they become much more comfortable with uncertainty. They're more open to change, to risk-taking, so they can see more opportunity. And they do that by, again, trusting their strategy and their authority and their type. And this is true with all the centers. Like when you really want to dial in to running optimally, you're going back to your type, your strategy, and your authority. Those are the core basics. These people also have incredible insight into others' well-being. Like, are you doing okay? If someone says fine, these people are the first to know. Yeah, no, you're not. No, you're not. And they can hold space for that. So let's move on to sacral. Sacral is a motor center. It's all about our creative stuff, our drive, our energy. I think last week I called it the power plant. If this center is defined or open, your energy ebbs and flows. It comes in bursts. One of the biggest lessons that you are here to learn is you aren't lazy. You work in bursts. And when people don't realize this, it can lead to faster burnout, to sickness, feeling shame and guilt, because our world worships at the altar of productivity. It's key to figuring out your own energy cycle and working with it, because you are going to be stunned at how much you can accomplish in such a short period of time. You got to embrace delegating. You don't have to do everything. What feels good to you? Learn how to take a step back, take a break. Know what replenishes you, what like puts more water back into that wellspring. You are not meant for the hustle life. Look at your environment, okay? Trust your authority. Do not succumb to other people's pressure for productivity. And I think this is really, really important to learn. I think that when people operate in this optimal state, they give others permission to take a break. Like even generators, which I'm a generator, I've got to define sacral. We also need to take breaks. It just looks different for us. But when you have societal pressure as productivity is like the end all be all, that's where like collectively as a human species, we're just not doing ourselves any favors there. People with an undefined sacral really can lead the example here. Really lead the example that they are they're designed to be the work-life balance people, like in their highest state, as like leading the charge there. So onwards to ego. Ego is a motor center, a make stuff happen center. When this center is open or undefined, your sense of willpower, your sense of motivation, it ebbs and flows. You're not going to be one of those that can power through things with sheer force of will. That's okay. And you'll probably find that your feelings of self-worth, self-esteem, they oscillate a little bit more than people with a defined ego. Insecurity lives here. In reality, you're not here to prove anything. I feel like the quest to do one more thing lives here. If I had another certification, if I had another degree, if I take this latest course, then I'll be enough. And I've had a lot of this in my life. I have an undefined ego. And I have a walls full of certifications. The key is to learn how to ride the wave. You got to learn that you can't force anything. You surrender to the current, so to speak. You got to lean into your authority and your strategy to make decisions. And you got to be mindful of what you commit to. Because when you commit to things, the sort of like, yeah, I can do that, to sort of prove, like that prove it energy, that is a red flag of something that you do not need to be involved with. Now, on the plus side, these people also have a great bullshit detector about other people. They can tell when someone's puffing up and faking it. Like, you cannot fake it and make it with these people. It can't be done. Like, they're just immediately going to pick up on that. And you sort of give people permission to be who they are when you're an observer in this space, when you've mastered it. Now, that brings us to the identity or G center. Now, this center is, it's like the sense of self. It's like our direction, our purpose. If you've got an open or undefined center here, you don't really like to be labeled or locked in. You got a sense of flowing. I think I think of these people as like the natural shifters of the world, perhaps. Like in the personal development world, there's an obsession level with my purpose. And if you like, if you're not like looking at your purpose or knowing your purpose, like there's something wrong with you. If you don't have it nailed in a box, these people do not care. These people are, it's fluid. They are the true need freedom of expression group. They don't want to be in any boxes. They want to be free to explore. You want to move in different directions in your lifetime. In your best self, your beingness allows others to explore their own expression. You sort of naturally give people the permission to do that when you are in your optimal space, when you are like holding that observant space and you're just doing your own thing. It's not anything you're doing consciously. You're just being you. And next up is the throat. Throat is how and where we communicate. Now, that's pretty obvious. What's interesting is that most of the population have a defined throat, a more fixed way of communicating. Now, if you have this as an undefined or open center, then you're here to communicate many different ways. The challenge is that you may feel pressure to speak at times that, quite frankly, you're not going to be heard. You're just trying to fill some space or be part of the conversation or trying to draw attention to yourself. And the challenge of this center is being patient with timing versus saying something to be saying something. Now, I have a wide open throat. Like, I don't even have an undefined throat. I got an open throat. And for years on the personal development circuit, and I think this still goes on, anytime you went to a conference, you inevitably would be pitched. There'd be a person there pitching, hey, you should write a book in 30 days and become and I'm using air quotes here, authority. And, you know, those people did really well. And people would come up and ask, are you going to write a book? And people have asked me outside of conferences, are you going to write a book? And my response was always, I'll write a book when I have something to say, not just to throw something out there. And ironically, I now have something to say, so my book is coming out this year. But you really have to be super, super comfortable with silence with this one. And I've worked really hard with that. Because when you do say something, your words will carry more weight if you are in a place with the right people at the right time, if people are willing to hear it. And people with this center open or undefined have a real gift with helping others find their own voice and enabling them to be fully expressed in it. So then we have the mind or also called the Ajna. And this is where we process information. If this center is open or undefined, you tend to see things with a lot of different perspectives. It's an awareness center. It's where we make sense of things, right? And you're going to have to be getting really comfortable with uncertainty because you will always, always, always be intaking information with yet another perspective. There's not a fixed endpoint for you. And if you're not comfortable with uncertainty, that can be sometimes unsettling, particularly if you've got a crisis going on. So you may feel pressure to express an opinion, even though no one really wants to hear it. And also, welcome to the reality of overgathering information. And I go back to one of my favorite movie quotes of all time, Doctor Strange, where he says, well, that doesn't make sense. And the Ancient One says, not everything does, not everything has to. And I also feel like, I feel like these are where our debate team, like the people that were really good at debate were like in this space. They had this undefined mind or open mind. But I also feel like that they were the people on the debate team that never felt like that they were prepared enough. So Now, when you're running in your optimal state, you can relax into the fact that you're not going to know everything and really, really, really truly embrace your curiosity, because that is your superpower. You are especially great at helping others see things in ways they've never even considered. And I have an undefined mind. And that was one of my superpowers in corporate. When I was in corporate, I was like, okay, well, we can figure this out, because I could always look at things from an angle that a lot of people hadn't considered. And that served me very, very well. However, I've also learned that I need to remember that decisions, like the best decisions, the best way to make decisions, I should say, those decisions are made in the body, trusting that authority, trusting the strategy, trusting the type. That is where the challenge of remembering to use all of me has really, and the human design has really helped me with that. And alas, we arrive at the head. The head is where we find inspiration. And when this is open or undefined, well, hello, seekers, my fellow seekers. We are constantly receiving, which can be extremely distracting, to be frank. And you maybe feel like you're pulled in many directions, because you're like, you're getting hit everywhere. You're like, oh man, you're easily inspired. But you really need to lean into your full chart to really know how to pursue what's really for you. And it's going to help you prioritize too. And in your optimal state, you're really gifted at helping others take their ideas and break them down into more practical, actionable steps. So that is the high-level breakdown of the undefined or open centers. Much like last week, you might want to listen to this one again and let it sink in a bit more. And for a reflection this week, take a look at your undefined centers. Take a look at your open centers, if you have them. And think about, like, how are you managing that energy? Are you operating in that optimal state? Or do you feel like you're operating in the shadow? And what comes natural to you? What's challenging? And also, I've been thinking, like, would more specific reflective questions around each center be helpful to you? So, like, if it would, pop on to social media, Facebook page or Instagram or something, and let me know. And I'll put something together. So as always, thanks for listening. And I am happy to connect on social media. I tend to be on IG, Threads, Facebook, LinkedIn more than anywhere else. Remember to find beauty every day. And also seek the magic in the mundane. Thank you for listening to the Source Code Podcast. If you found this episode insightful and feel moved to, please leave a review and share it out with those you believe will find it helpful. You can check out my website for more information at www.adrianmcdonald.com. And for more of my more regular musings, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and LinkedIn. I hope you have a beautiful week.